there. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Colleen Klimczak. I'm an organizational and productivity coach and a certified professional organizer. I own Peace of Mind Professional Organizing, LLC. Since 2003, I've been helping my clients live better lives through organizing and organizational and productivity coaching. I support my clients and my community with coaching, in-person and virtual organizing, my weekly podcast called Your Organized Life with Colleen Klimczak, a free weekly virtual productivity session called Finish Line Friday, a free weekly email newsletter, and regular content on Facebook and Instagram. I also offer presentations and professional development to groups and companies. And coming soon, in the next few months, I will be launching a membership circle to support my community with even more coaching and productivity content. Want to finish strong with me this week? Join me for Finish Line Friday every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central for a two-hour productivity session. Drop me an email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or follow the Zoom room link in my Instagram or Facebook pages. Welcome to Your Organized Life, episode 73. By the way, I know that you are likely listening on a podcast platform. Did you know you can also listen to my podcast episodes on YouTube and also on my website? So if you aren't just listening on your phone, there are other ways to find me as well. So I am recording this on tax day, April 15th. Did you know I have two accountants in my life, my husband and now my oldest son? We all have our strengths, and these two are very organized about a lot of things, and especially around helping people with their taxes. It's funny to me, neither my husband nor my son are in tax accounting for their job, but they both help friends and family members this time of year. And in keeping with last week's topic of deadlines, I will be very happy for both of them when the tax deadline has passed and they can get back to a more regular schedule. At dinner last night, I asked Greg that if he was on this week's podcast, what would he want all of you to know? So here we go. A collaboration between my accountant, the most organized person I know when it comes to money, and me, your certified professional organizer. Maybe someday I will get him on the podcast. First up, he and I both recommend that you please create a couple of file folders this week. Name them Taxes 2024 or 2024 Supporting Tax Documents or something like that. And start another one called Paid Bills 2024. The Tax Supporting Documents 2024 is a waiting receptacle for anything that comes along that you need to keep for next year's tax time. During the year, we might receive, for example, thank you letters or receipts for charitable donations, and you can just drop those in that waiting file. In addition, you now will have a safe place to keep your 2024 tax documents when they start to arrive the end of January 2025. The paid bills file is for just that, paid bills in 2024. If you still receive paper bills and if you keep them after they're paid, drop them in there as the year progresses. We don't really need to keep them in separate folders. I mean, how often do you go back and look at them anyway? So these first two files need to be kept close at hand. Next up, I want you to make a folder for your filed 2023 taxes if you have them in paper form. This one does not need to be kept close at hand, but it certainly needs to be kept. So in the safe or in the bottom file drawer, however that works for you. Or digitally, save them on your computer and then back them up on your external hard drive or on the cloud. If you really want to do next year's you a solid, make a note of what documentation you required for your 2023 tax filing, like your W-2s or 1099s, interest statements for investments, etc. Let's face it, our financial life, at least the accounts, and not necessarily the amounts, don't vary too much from year to year. So this year's filed 2023 tax return is going to be a great place to start when you're getting ready for your 2024 filing in 2025. That was a lot of 20s. And now here's the real tax advice. Learn from your 2023 tax experience. Are you getting a tax refund? Cool. That works. Some people intentionally use their taxes and tax refund as a savings account. Do you owe taxes? Less cool, I know, but it means that you brought home more pay during the year. And some people just expect and assume that they will owe taxes and they plan accordingly too. So if you would like to adjust the taxes that get taken out of your pay during the year to also then adjust your tax refund or your tax bill, you can do that. Adjust your withholdings with your human resources department if you have one, or send in quarterly tax payments. And just a public service announcement here, if your accountant gives you suggestions on how to make the tax process go easier next time, please listen to them and take action. They are your expert, and we need to hear their advice. For example, I personally have some work to do. I need to make changes about how I note things in Quicken, because apparently my accountant and I have vastly different definitions about what constitutes as owner's equity. But my accountant is my expert. He is painfully honest, and I was very confused, but I think I figured it out and we'll get there. So I'm going to take my own advice and listen to my expert and make changes. Now, here's the other thing that I want you to do for future you. Go to your calendar on your phone or your to-do list in your paper calendar for 2024, if you have that, on the last page that's for planning for 2025. And on February 1st, 2025, make yourself an appointment on your calendar to check out your 2024 supporting tax documents file. Look at whatever information has accumulated in there from this current year. Look at the list in there that you made of what end of year statements, wage information, etc., that you're waiting for, and start keeping an eye out for it in your email inbox or the mailbox. Also on February 1st, 2025, put a date on the calendar to do your taxes or to go and meet with your accountant. Don't scramble. Don't procrastinate. Give yourself the gift of calm competence in 2025. Okay, so end of accounting talk. Because I also want to get to Earth Day. Earth Day is before my next podcast episode. So Earth Day is on April 22nd every year. And many communities, including my own here in Evergreen Park, are celebrating Earth Day events this weekend on April 20th and 21st. I know here in EP, for example, we have an Earth Day events at our public library, including gardening ideas and a craft swap and a plant swap and all kinds of really cool things. So if you're in my community, check those out. And I'm sure that organizations in your community are doing the same. So I have shared dozens of articles, and I actually looked it up, 57 to be exact, over the years for Earth Day, or about reducing, reusing, and recycling, or about living a greener lifestyle. And what I really want to say about Earth Day is that we can't celebrate Earth Day just once a year. And in truth, living more eco-consciously saves money and the planet at the same time. So if you're not motivated to save the planet, be motivated to save some money. And what we can do to make that happen is consider our daily practices and make small adjustments. Things like, you know, walk when you can, or carry reusable water bottles. Pack your lunch and pack it with reusable containers. Make your own coffee, cutting down on paper waste and lost time. I've often said I'm just too lazy to go to Starbucks every day because I make my own coffee by 7 a.m. and I certainly don't want to leave the house before then. So I will be making my own coffee for forever. Again, saves me money and a whole lot of time and a whole lot of paper waste. The other thing that we can do is set up recycling habits that make it easy for us to do the right thing. So on a beautiful day this past weekend, on Saturday, we tidied up the garage after a winter of neglect, and I tidied up the shelf in my garage with all of my small recycling items. I have bins on the shelf entitled glasses and glass cases, ink cartridges to take into Office Max to recycle, bag recycling, e-waste recycling, and medication and prescription drug recycling as well. I tend to clean that one out quickly because I don't want that sitting in my garage, but having all of those bins lined up on the shelf make it really easy for me to take those items from my clients who know they want to get rid of them but want to do it in the right way, in the eco-friendly way, And I take that on and drop those off to waiting organizations like the Lions Club or, like I said, our Office Max, the recycling bin at our local grocery store, e-waste recycling for collection, etc. So I hope you find some ways this weekend and on the 22nd to celebrate your Earth Day. Support around setting yourself up to succeed is what coaching is all about. If it's time to invest in yourself and explore coaching for organizing and productivity, I would love to hear from you. Drop me a line via email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or message me through any of my social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much and talk to you next week.